KATX would like to thank the following businesses: Austin Neuromuscular Center, Magic Pest and Lawn, Assisting Hands Home Care, Dr. Eric Weidman, specializing in family practice medicine, Best of Austin Living Team with Keller Williams Realty, Capital Cruises, Texas Keeper Cider, Dr. Lauren Crawford with Personique Plastic Surgery, and Swedish Hill Bakery Cafe.
Support comes from One World Theater, presenting Jonathan Butler on November 9th, Average White Band on November 11th, and Petula Clark on November 23rd. Season schedule and tickets at oneworldtheater.org.
The weather forecast for Austin and vicinity says that we will have creepy weather. 90% chance for showers today. 79 degrees, pretty warm and humid. 60% chance for showers tonight. The low tonight, 52. Tomorrow's high, only 66. The winds are shifting to northerly today, and they'll be breezy. Not right now. They're rather still. The tree leaves aren't moving at all. But later on, they will be. And then we'll have a few clear days, and who knows what's next in the weather. And this is such sweet and beautiful music. You would never dream that the same man who wrote this would take us to this. The Funeral March Sonata. Thank you. this music is perfect to lead us into one of the scariest things there are. It's just, you know, if you've ever read Edgar Allan Poe, you know what I mean. I mean, he is, well, you're going to find out more in just a minute, because we have some people right here in our studio who are going to take us to Nevermore.
There are thoughts that will not haunt, that will not leave us in peace. And there are visions dark and sinister that never will cease. A dark in time, a endless pride, a mystery and a dream. Our dreams are fraught, a wild thought, the same sort of ambulance beam. All that we see, all that we've seen, is but a dream within a dream.
Edgar's true nature would not be denied, despite all his efforts to change. And so deep from within, a pull would begin to places dark and strange. His mind, it would wander to horrible thoughts, which he desperately tried to restrain. But although these thoughts left Edgar trembling with fear, his efforts were always in vain.
There are thoughts that will not part, that will not leave us in peace. And there are visions far and sinister that never will cease. A dark in time, not in this pride, a mystery and a dream. A dream of frost, a wild loss, the sins of man near.
Amazing. So anyway, we're going to have the cast members of the show, Nevermore, about Edgar Allan Poe, and they're right here in the room with us. So, well, tell us, Ryan Crowder, about the show.
Hi, thanks for having
us
on this morning.
And thanks for picking Mr. Poe, because he's so good.
Oh, yes. Every time the Halloween season comes around, I think about him because his stories are so iconic and deliciously spooky.
Really?
As you mentioned.
The quintessence of campy, scary.
That's right. That's right.
So what's this show like? Is it a musical like that last one?
It is. It's a musical, mostly orchestrated the entire way through, actually. And it was commissioned up in Canada for the bicentennial of Poe's birth. Played in New York City, has toured the world, and then in Austin had its debut 2 years ago and was so popular that we've brought it back for another run. And it's so much fun.
Encore.
Yes, that's exactly right. And it tells the story of Poe's life and integrates a lot of his work into it. It has a very creepy Tim Burton kind of feel, mm-hmm. Nightmare Before Christmas kind of thing.
Perfect.
Yes, absolutely. And we have this, two of the stars here today, Tyler Jones, who's playing Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, boy.
And Natalie Blackman, who plays a whole bunch of people.
And very, very 19th century hairdo you've got there, too.
Thank you.
It's lovely. All right, so you're going to do a little bit of the show?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
now it's playing up at the Penfold Theater in Round Rock.
Mm-hmm. So this performance is a partnership between Penfold Theater and Dr. Mista Productions, mm-hmm. and it'll be taking place at the Ground Floor Theater in East Austin.
Okay, so it's right here in Austin.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And what are the dates?
We opened last Thursday, and we run all the way to November 10th. And tonight, Halloween night, we have a special performance.
Yes.
There'll be some trivia and games and costume contests and all kinds of stuff. So.
Okay, so we'll look forward to going tonight if you can.
That's right.
And it starts at what time?
It starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay, easy enough to remember. Okay, so let's set the scene and hear what we're going to hear from the show.
Yes, so this is young Edgar Allan Poe and his friend Elmira meeting in the graveyard.
Elmira? It's Edgar. Edgar Allan Poe?
I know who you are.
Right. Well, I just wanted to say hello. Right. Well, guess I'll be going then. I'll see you at school.
I've seen you here before.
You have?
Yes, I have. It's nice here, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Calm.
Yes.
And comforting.
Yes.
Oh, I could stay here for hours.
So could I.
My mother is buried here. Right over there.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. She died when I was just little. I can barely remember her.
Can I stay with you?
If you like.
I would.
It's a free country. Hey, Edgar. Have you heard of the woman they buried alive? Her name was Anne Carter Lee. They say she and her husband loved with a love that was greater than any you'll ever see. She developed, they say, a peculiar disease, a sleeping aberration, which meant that her body just shut itself down in a strange sort of hibernation. With no breath, so it seemed, for 3 long days, her husband concluded she died. So he placed her corpse in the family crypt and locked her up. Inside. 2 days later, they say, poor Anne Carter Lee awoke to quite a sight. 2 ancient, rotting corpses to her left and to her right. Trembling with terror, she leapt from the shelf and threw herself onto the floor. And she shook with an uncontrollable dread as she crawled towards the door, where she shouted and cried till her throat was raw and her eyes were swollen and red. And she clawed her fingers down to the bone and pounded her fists till they bled. But sadly for Anne Carter Lee, no one came. Or if anyone heard her, they'd fled. For who do you know that would stay in a graveyard that's filled with the cries of the dead? And so, 5 years on, when her husband died and they opened the crypt once more, they say that the corpse of poor Anne Carter Lee was found clutching its merciless door.
I do not think this can be topped. That was magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. Fantastic. And that was Natalie Blackman as the Annabelle Lee kind of character.
Yes, Elmira. Thank
you. Oh, boy. I mean, really, you got some stuff in you. I would not want to miss this show. So where do we go to see this show, Ryan?
It's playing at Ground Floor Theater, and you can get your tickets in advance by going to our website, penfoldtheater.org, or show up at the door, buy your ticket there, and join us for the Halloween party.
Take me to Ground Floor Theater. How do I go?
So you get onto Airport Boulevard and head east just like you're going to the airport.
Right.
But before you get there, you'll hit Springdale Road.
Yep.
And at the intersection of Springdale and Airport is a big complex, and we're right there.
Okay. Easy enough. And Ground Floor Theater or Penfold Theater for information?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, Ryan. Thanks for doing great work again, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time with whatever you come up with.
We'll see you next time.
And this time we have to thank our guests, Tyler Jones and the wonderful and frightening Natalie Blackman. Boy, I look forward to seeing you again.
Thanks.
And now we've got a special Halloween treat for you, since you were talking about Annabelle Lee. Here she is.
Love by me. myself beside the bones of my beautiful Annabelle. I'll make my bed near the rising tide, entertained by the sounding sea.
Sarah DeRose and Annabelle Lee. And you can see this marvelous show at the Penfold Theater production at the Ground Floor Theater. And it's on through the 10th of November next week. And information, Penfold Theater or Ground Floor Theater. This is Halloween. It's 8:26 in the morning.
Support comes from the Texas Secretary of State, providing voters details on required identification for voting in person at the polls. More at votetexas.gov or 800-252-VOTE.
Support comes from St. Edward's University graduate programs in business management, leadership and change, and accounting. Evening and Saturday classes. Information session Tuesday, November 6th. Registration at stedwards.edu/grad.
KUTX would like to thank the following businesses. Sputnik ATX Startup Accelerator. Westminster, a senior living community. Teddy's for Betty's. Therapist Uncensored, Austin-based podcast. Six Square, Austin's Black Cultural District. Wade Russell, board-certified criminal defense attorney. Rob Albertson, realtor at Realty Austin. Paws Veterinary. And Brophy Edmondson Shelton & Weiss, PLLC.
Support comes from the 2018 Parade of Homes at Treviso, featuring houses by Austin's custom home builders, workshops, and industry tips. Now through November 4th. Tickets and details at paradeofhomesaustin.com.
Support comes from Austin Montessori School, founded in Austin and dedicated to Maria Montessori's vision of education for peace for over 50 years. More at austinmontessori.org.
Thank you. the Chopin Funeral March Sonata. And all you have to do to be scared these days is to look at the news headlines. But that should encourage you to vote. You have a few more days to vote in the early election voting, and then the big day is Tuesday of next week, I believe. And, you know, it's just the most important time you'll ever have in your life to vote. So get out there and do it.
KUTX would like to thank the following businesses. Blaine Gary, CPA. The Austin Terrier Restaurant. BumperActive.com, custom stickers and tees. MadWorks Architecture Plus. Gen 1 Research. Audra Smith, AustinRealEstate.com. Metalwork Austin. John Jordan Design. Eastside Pies. And Justice Communications, LLC.
It's the demon's Christmas Eve, it's the demon's Christmas Eve, and tomorrow's Christmas Eve. It's the demon's Christmas Eve, and tomorrow's Christmas Eve. Oh, wouldn't we have a time, baby? Oh, I would need my little sweet ride, I just... time away, to pass the time away. You spank on hot foot bottom around my door, all around my door. You spank on hot foot bottom around your daddy's door. I can tell the wind is rising, the leaves trembling on the tree, trembling on the tree. I can tell the wind is rising, leaves trembling on the tree.
Robert Johnson, Hellbound, Hellhound on my tail. What are you doing with the tail anyway? 8:32 is the time, and you are listening to KUTX 98.9 Eclecticos. I'm your host, John Ailey, and it's Halloween. Weather forecast says there's a 90% chance for showers today. It was raining when I came in. It's not right now, but it might be later. And there's a north wind coming our way. And it should be this afternoon, sometime when it gets here. And then it drops down to cooler temperatures tonight, tomorrow, and the next day. Down in the 50s tonight and low 50s, and only 66 for tomorrow's high, 48 for Thursday night. Uh-oh.
Working in the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from its slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drac's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Bordy thank you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
My monster mash.
And you my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Monster mash.
Good.
Monster mash.
Easy, Igor. You impetuous young boy.
Mash.
Bobby Boris Pickett and the Monster Mash. Well, you know, we've got so many good things. Oh, look. What is it? It's, ooh.
I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shaking and I said, ooh-wee. It looked like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people eater. A one-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people eater. Sure looked strange to me. Oh, well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horn, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, I eat purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I wanna get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undercoat, flying purple people eater. Friendly little people eater, what a sight to see. And then he swung from a tree and he laid on the ground. And he started to rock, oh really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a pop, pop, a boop, a lop, a loom, bam, boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed and the gold, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater, what a sight to see. Well, he went on his way. I saw him last night on a TV show. He wasn't blowing it out or really knocking them dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Otis the Destroyer and the Monster Eater.
Just split a seam now if I don't die laughing first. Mr. Oogie Boogie says there's trouble close at hand. You better pay attention now, 'cause I'm the boogeyman. And if you are shaking, there's something very wrong, 'cause this may be the last time you hear the boogie song. And I've nothing much to do. I might just cook a special batch of snake and spider stew. And don't you know the one thing that would make it work so nice? A roly-poly Santa Claus to add a little spice. Whoa. Whoa. Oh. Whoa. Yeah, I'm the Oogie Boogie Man.
Release me now, or you must face the dire consequences. The children are expecting me, so please come to your senses.
Ah, you're joking! You're joking! I can't believe my ears! Would someone shut this fella up? I'm drowning in my tears. It's funny! I'm laughing! You really are too much. And now, with your permission, I'm going to do my stuff.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to do the best I can. More fun, I must confess, with lives on the line. Not mine, of course, but yours, oh boy. Now let it be just fine.
Release me fast, or you will have to answer for this heinous act.
Oh, brother, you're something. You put me in a spin. You aren't comprehending the position that you're in. It's hopeless. You're finished. You haven't got a prayer. 'Cause I'm Mr. Oogie Boogie, and you ain't going.
Here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a red hot hoochie coocher. She was the roughest, toughest, frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. A hidey, hidey, hidey,
hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey. Smokey,
loved him, though he was cocky. He took her down to Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. A hidey, hidey, hidey,
hidey, hidey, hidey, hidey,
hidey. About the King of Sweden, he gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Hi, 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 hi,
hi.
He gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes. She sat around and counted them all a million times. Hide, 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 hide,
hide, hide, hide, hide.
Great Cab Calloway and Minnie the Moocher, a perfect song for Halloween. This is Eclecticos, or is it Eclectikeen, or Ween, or maybe it's something else. Maybe something like this. Do you remember the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran. Silence fiction.
Give you some terrible thrills, light up. your show in the back row. To the late night double feature picture show.
All right, that does it. I'm ready to watch it again. And you're listening to our Halloween special on Eclecticos, and I'm your host, John Ailey, and be very, very, very scared. Get out and vote in the election.
Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula doing his stuff, I'm breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback. Better get out of his way. Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum. It was a monster's holiday. Well, I hopped into bed and I covered up my head. Said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. I got woke up about 12 o'clock and I jumped right to my feet.
There was gremlins and goblins, dragons and zombies. Lordy, what an awful sight. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that it's gonna be after the fight. Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff, a-breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo-fum, it was a monster's holiday. They sent for me to come. Well, I had to pass by the old graveyard, so I went on the run. There was screaming and moaning, wailing and groaning, scary as a mummy's curse. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that you're gonna have to catch me first. Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Doing his stuff, I'm breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum, it was a monster's holiday. Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum, it was a monster's holiday.
Buck Owens.
God.
Loose. He's broken loose. You know what that means?
Darling, you mustn't worry so.
I suppose you're right.
Of course I am. Now come along like a good boy.
What would I do without you?
Is your room just down the hall in case I get the frights during the night?
Well, yes, but I thought perhaps tonight, under the circumstances, I might stay here with you.
Would you want me like this now? So soon before our wedding, so near we can almost touch it.
Yes!
Whoa! Oh, boy! Or to wait just a little while longer when I can give myself to you without hesitation, when I can be totally and unashamedly and legally yours.
That's a tough choice.
You're a tough guy. Now give me a kiss and say goodnight.
How'd you do, I? See, you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme, maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Night.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man
with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
And there's a little Rocky Horror Picture Show for you. I hope I scared you once or twice this morning. And that you're all shivering with anticipation for Susan Castle, who's on the road with me right now.